Councilman Gebhardt. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor. You'll let me know.
Thank you. Good evening, Christie.
Good evening.
So, Christie, as you know, I've questioned the expenditures on these ice skating rinks actually very recently. And here we are, we just come back for more and more money to do this. Couple of specific things I want to add. Oh, first of all, last Thursday, I had sent an email, which was sent to you, requesting reports and invoices regarding those ice rinks in terms of expenses, et cetera. Did you send them to me?
I provided them to the administration as I was directed.
Say again?
I provided them to the administration.
I'm sorry,
I got the direction from the administration. I did not get an email.
And what was the direction?
To provide them with the information.
Not to provide me with the information?
No. I was directed to provide it to them.
Oh. So, okay. So last Thursday, I requested this information, and you directed it to the administration, but somehow, I don't think anyone responded to me. Chief, did you send me those items?
No, Councilman. We haven't been able to compile the information that you've requested yet. That's why we haven't sent it.
You haven't been able to compile it?
Correct.
Isn't compiling that information, which you already have in the system, isn't it something similar to just press a button and the information is there?
I think it depends on which numbers you're seeking. I can't speak to the process. I'm not the one who runs the numbers.
Well, what I'm seeking, I thought it was quite simple. It was asking how much money did we spend on those two ice rinks regarding the compressors and the refrigerant and all of these other things that we're talking about here right now.
So, Councilman, both Christie and Eric are happy to give you their best estimates from the last numbers that they've looked at. They'd be happy to answer that. There's nothing holding them back from doing so.
So answer it now. Gives me a whole lot of time to analyze that. And I don't think it's going to provide me with the 2 years of information that I was asking for. You're asking for a substantial amount of monies to start fixing things or replacing things in this arena. What I want to know is how much taxpayer dollars have we continued to pour into these same items over the last 2 years? I asked the questions at the last meeting when things were coming to us for approval, and I didn't get any answers then either. So what are those numbers? We don't know, but yet we're being asked to approve almost $185,000 of additional repairs and replacements on these two ice rinks.
Councilman, your email asked for a breakdown of money spent on repairs and replacement of equipment in the two ice rinks. I can tell you since fiscal year 21, we've spent $627,000.
On repairs?
Yes.
That was what year?
Since fiscal year 21.
Fiscal year 21 to current day, you spent almost $700,000?
$627,000.
And that's on compressors and coolants. This is essentially repairs, right?
Yes.
Okay. And sure, go ahead.
Just through the chair. Does that include HVAC as well as the ice making apparatus, or is that limited to the?
That is strictly for the work that's been done on the refrigeration system.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Thank you for the interruption.
So on the refrigeration, does that include the chillers and the coolers and whatever other components that we're talking about here now?
Yes, the entire refrigeration system.
Mm-hmm. And in your, well, actually, it's Director Earl's position paper here. It says that replacing both compressors for Warburton Arena is the most prudent course of action. So why wasn't, I mean, why didn't the light go off before we blew $700,000 on repairs to come back and say, oh, now we've got to replace everything?
Those repairs have been not necessarily all on one single component. It's been accumulation of repairs that have been done. We also have two cooling towers that are on top of that building that are part of the refrigeration system. We have glycol tanks. We have pumps. We have, the refrigeration for that facility is impressive. The panels are bigger than a doorway that run each chiller rack. So yes, we have spent a lot of money. But as you recall, and I think we discussed this at the last meeting, when Public Works was tasked with taking over the care and maintenance of those facilities, we had a lot of work to do. And unfortunately, it wasn't in the best condition when we took it over.
Took it over from who?
When Mayor Picozzi took office, he tasked Public Works with maintaining those facilities.
When you took it over from whom?
It was part of the Recreation Department.
I think they're a department of the city, right?
Right.
And they were charged at the time with the maintenance and repairs, et cetera, right?
Right.
Part of the city.
Like at the last meeting, I told you I can't speak to what happened prior, mm-hmm. you know, in that gap in between us taking care of the facility, but there was a lot of work to do. We have refrigerant leaks because the compressors vibrate so much. We can have them rebuilt for $81,000 on just one rack, just Warburton. That doesn't include anything else, which doesn't make any sense when it's more money. We spend $123,000, but we certainly cut down on the amount of service calls, the amount of refrigerant leaks that we have, and the patch welds on the piping and, you know, things of that nature.
I agree. A lot of things don't make sense. Just continuing to throw good money after bad doesn't make any sense either until you get to the point of no return.
Well, I did ask.
And also in this position paper, it says glycol pump that is faulty requires replacing, as well as relief valves on both chillers require replacing because they do not meet code compliance. How long has the city, because we don't know, you know, who's responsible for it. Was it POX or was it, you know, DPW? How long has the city known about these items that do not meet code compliance?
Well, as you'll see in the packet, I provided the service report that mentions that. That's when we knew that was an issue. And I think it was dated February 23rd.
So how long has this been?
As far as I know, that we were essentially notified February 23rd.
That those items were not in code compliance.
Correct.
And aren't these, don't we have normal inspections on these things? Regular inspections? Aren't these regularly inspected?
We have maintenance, we have preventative maintenance, and we have repairs. Preventative maintenance is rebuilding the compressors, rebuilding the crankshafts and, you know, taking them apart, putting new parts in, putting them back together. That's what we would get for the $81,000. As far as regular maintenance, yes, we do. But we've had more repairs than we've had anything else. So unfortunately, when it comes to regular maintenance, it kind of is going hand in hand because there's so many things wrong with this system that need to be corrected. Now, just to make a point, I reached out to the company and said, how much would it cost us if we were going to replace our refrigeration system? And the response that I got was only that the items that are accessible, which doesn't include the pipes underneath the floor and anything else that we can't physically see because it's encased in concrete or whatever, $8 to $10 million. And that's just a ballpark estimate.
$10 million. For just those components for these two ice rinks.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
If we were gonna wipe it out and start from scratch. So we're doing our best to just keep what we have running.
To keep kind of limping along.
Well, this replacing these compressors would certainly go a long way in keeping the service calls down to a minimum. A lot of the ones that we've had have been for the Warburton rink because we have low oil pressure. It doesn't skim back off the refrigerant the way it's supposed to. So we've had a lot of issues. And like I said, the vibration causes cracks in the pipes, then we lose refrigerant, and it's kind of snowballs. So we're presenting this as our best effort to make sure that as we move toward in the future, that we have less issues.
I also asked for the total revenue that has been generated by this rink over the last 2 years, and I did not receive a reply to that question either.
Public Works doesn't handle the revenue, so I couldn't speak to that.
Mr. Chairman, the point is, I asked the questions ahead of time, before the meeting, in an email directed to whoever the responsible departments were for this information, and it wasn't provided. And here we are now at another council meeting going at it on the floor. So even when I do request this information ahead of time, it's just whatever, moved along, and nobody gets back to me. So we have someone from finance? Mr. Schaefer is here. So can Mr. Schaefer tell me what, as a matter of fact, I'll ask Mr. Schaefer. I can't remember if he was included on that email or not, but does Mr. Schaefer know how much revenue we've generated from those two ice rinks in the past 2 years? Through the chair, of course.
Mr. Schaefer, the councilman asked, and councilman, if I may, after this answer, it'll either be, I'll move on and ask other council members if they have, and the public, and then I'll ask this committee to vote if they do so, extend your time if that's requested.
Mr. Chairman, before you do that, my question to you is, the time clock of 10 minutes, is that 10 minutes with me talking, or 10 minutes with me and the department head talking?
It's actually 12 minutes and 28 seconds.
Not the question
with you
I asked.
Talking. And you, I and you like key, you see, to answer your question, it's paused when it's
you,
paused
you pause
when
it
other people.
When
yes.
Someone, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Schaefer, the question was, do you know the revenue of the rinks? Well,
first of all, I did not see that question. I saw an earlier question, Councilman, relating to moving paving money, and I sent a communication to the chair moving some paving money to pay for this and a couple of other things. I did not see the question. It's an easy answer to if I had the right document with me, but I don't have. You could look at, if someone's got a budget, you can look at what we collected in 22 and 23.
Give me one moment. I'm going to refer.
I get the rink and the swimming pool confused. That's the thing.
No, that's fine. Mr. Schaefer, I saw that Councilman Gebhardt had it.
Publicly available information from your budget document in terms of projections.
Mr. Schaefer, that's what we're going to miss. Councilman Gebhardt.
Well, I just handed it off, but it's somewhere on the order of $500,000-ish a year. A year.
Thank you.
Is what the income is for the last 2 years.
A year, you said?
I think
said?
That goes back to 21 on there.
Yeah. Great. So that is supposed to just correct the fact that I didn't receive an answer to my question? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, it gives you an answer to the question.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm too busy trying to dig out all the other information that I'm not being provided to necessarily chase down this stuff. But we'll keep asking.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the council? Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public on this bid? Questions, comments from members of the public? Councilman, are you requesting additional time? Thank you. Is there a recommendation on bid 2024-427?
Can I ask?
Absolutely,
one more question?
Please. Councilman Gebhardt.
Christy, just a quick question. So we got the updated, we got another update on ARPA priorities in advance of this meeting where the compressor replacement was described. Thank you. Helpful. In that document, it described $251,000. So are there additional bids related to this that are coming?
There's another one a little bit further on the docket for about 60 some odd thousand dollars for refrigerant. Right. Yes.
Got it. And then in terms of, if I understand what you're trying to do here is leverage ARPA money one time to, you know, defray these incidentals that we keep encountering over and over again. Are there other projects at the existing rinks that don't cost $10 million that you have on your target list while we have ARPA money in play? Or is this sort of all of the big ticket items that we can get ahead on?
The facility overall is in pretty good shape. It's just this particular area that we have a lot of issues, you know, due to age and, you know, the way it's running and things like that. But overall, you know, we don't need to replace dasher boards or, you know, anything like that. It's nothing. It's mostly dedicated to this particular room. Everything else that we do in that facility comes out of our operating budget.
Okay. And can I ask you a difficult but fun for me question?
Sure.
So if magically you had $8 million to replace the compressors, would you rather replace the compressors or build an additional rink?
That's not a fair question. and those two can't be compared. They're completely different. The function of this is different from the other one. But you know, if I had $8 million, yeah, I'd put upgrades into the, you know, the two ice rinks that we have, but it doesn't, the function is not the same as what we do as to what's proposed out here.
Well, you have to take care of all three of them, so I figured I'd give you the opportunity while you're at the mic. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Is there a recommendation from this committee?
Table action.
That's what I'm saying.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, we're good. We just keep
on. Oh,
keep
crying out loud. Thank you. That's what you were trying to say. Yeah. Got it. Item number three. Yeah, you tried. You tried staring me. You did. Item number three, bid 2024-429, purchase of 2024 Chevy 550 with 8-yard curb tender.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, point of order. The members of the public weren't asked for a comment.
Yes, they were.
They were?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear it. Did you hear it? I didn't hear it.
Chrissy, thank you.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Public Works is requesting to purchase a 2024 Chevrolet 5500 with an 8-yard curb tender body. This vehicle will replace the vehicle that we used to pick up trash at parks, ball fields, playgrounds. The one we have is out of service. So right now it is being picked up with a 1-ton dump truck. And the employees are lifting the barrels. As we know, the season is basically on us for, you know, the traffic to pick up at these locations. So the automotive division found this vehicle. It is brand new. It will be shipped to us. Shipping is included in the whole dollar amount of $150,355.
Thank you. And this kind of goes hand in hand with what we talked about, where we're really investing in improving our parks, investing in improving outdoor activity areas. And so obviously, as we're increasing the load, the weight load, the, you know, the weight of the operations, we have to also be cognitive to the support it. I saw your hand up, Councilman Fuller.
Just a quick question, Chrissy. What you're saying, it's replacing
a vehicle.
Yes.
What year is that vehicle?
It's a 2019. It is a 2010. Right. It has 226,772 miles on it.
Thank you. Thank you. Questions from the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Christy, when this vehicle's in service, like, how does this work? Does this work like trash pickup, where on Monday it goes over here and Tuesday it goes over there? Or is there a schedule? Is it on demand?
So this vehicle's in service 7 days a week, 365 days a year, with the exception of major holidays. We do have someone that does work a Thursday to Monday shift, so the trash gets picked up on the weekends at all the facilities, and they make the rounds. Literally every day they make the rounds and pick up at all the facilities. The major, mostly used ones like Oakland Beach, City Park, you know, the ball fields when they're busy, things like that, they do every day. And then there are other stops that they make like every other day. So, but yes, it's a heavily used vehicle.
And then is that manual, or like, how did, like, for like this park behind us, how do they access those receptacles? They go down and pick it up?
So this was probably a great example, just because I believe they have a dumpster, but the barrels that we have that are located like at City Park, the big blue barrels that we use for trash, right now they're being manually emptied. So I'm sure you can imagine there's some weight to them. But with this truck, they can strap the barrel in and tip it like, kind of like our regular trash. Obviously it's a much smaller size truck. And they dump it a couple times a day, but that allows them to get into the, like, we can't take the bigger trucks into the parks, playgrounds and stuff like that to empty the trash barrel. So this is a perfect size for us to do that. And it, like I said, replaces one that we had.
Oh, this actually can go into the smaller areas?
Yes.
Understood. And then some of those receptacles are like mounted, aren't they?
So the mounted ones, there's a barrel inside that they would just take out and empty. Okay.
Sorry. Well, I love trash. thank you. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Christy, when will if this is approved, when do we receive this vehicle?
If this is approved, I would call the vendor tomorrow. We'd have to get a purchase order issued, obviously, and get the check en route for them to bring it to us. But we'd probably have it within 3 weeks or so.
Okay, so the vehicle is on the lot somewhere.
It is ready to be
delivered.
They are holding it for us, okay, pending approval here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. The next item is bid 2024-319, ammunition. Major?
Good evening. Major Andy Sullivan for the police department. Police department is requesting a 612 alteration to contract to increase the spending authority under bid 2023-319. This bid is for ammunition, and the vendor is Deese Firearms LLC of Texas. We are requesting to increase the spending authority by $150,000, which would raise the overall spending authority under this bid to $250,000. If approved, funding would be continue to be derived from the police department's operating budget code 30-236, supplies target range.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
So, Major, I know we spoke about this a little earlier today, and the question I asked was, what do we have for inventory on the ammo right now?
So I have a copy for you if you wish. I can leave with you. So right now, of all our various different firearms, ammunition, 9mm ball, we have approximately 96,000 rounds. 9mm hollow point, approximately 50,000. 223 ball round, 72,000. 223 tap, 200, 223 match, 1500, 308 match, 8000. Simunitions, approximately 4000 total. And rubber fin rocket, which is a less lethal round, we have approximately 1500 of those on hand.
So with this amount of inventory on hand, I still don't understand why you're looking to increase this bid to $150,000. That is just an astronomical amount of monies for ammo that we're talking about here. This morning, we had talked about 9mm rounds, and I think you had said that in the past year or in the past budget for this, you had expended 129,000 rounds, I think it was.
I'm sorry, when was that?
With the 9mm ammo.
Yeah.
You had gone through approximately 129,000 rounds.
That's what we had on hand last time this was up for bid.
Oh, that's what was on hand?
Yes, and our people recommend 88,000 in and around that be okay. The bare bones minimum that we have on hand in reserve at any given time.
And right now, you still have 96,000 rounds left.
We do. So part of this is, if we look back to a couple of meetings ago when we approved the purchase of the rifles, we're expanding our rifle, patrol rifle program. That's going to require those who aren't trained in the patrol rifle to be trained in the patrol rifle. So if this 612 is approved, 66,000 of that 150,000 will be going to the purchase of ammunition for the rifles so as to properly train the personnel that need to be trained.
Did you say 66,000 will be going to purchase 223?
66,000, $82.50. Yes.
So that's about 140,000 rounds, 150,000 rounds?
No, my people have it down as 89,000 rounds.
You said you're going to use 66,000 rounds?
No, $66,000.
$66,000.
Of the 150 that we're seeking would, right off the bat, that would be allocated over the this remainder of this fiscal year and the fiscal year 25. That's how much of that would be right off the top for the 223 rounds.
So 66,000, that'll buy 100,000 rounds, right? Over actually about 140,000 rounds.
My people have 89,000 rounds.
89,000
listed, yes.
So they're saying that 223s is 80 cents a piece?
I don't have that. I can give you the let's see.
Two two three can be purchased for about 50 cents a round.
So they're approximately, they sell them in thousands. They don't.
Sorry?
Our vendor sells them in thousands.
That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about. 1,000 rounds
yeah, so
is about $450 right now.
Our bid price for 1,000 rounds of the 223 is $742.50.
I think we're buying from the wrong people. 700 and some odd dollars for 1,000 rounds?
Yes.
So what's the grain in those? That is a wild number for 223 rounds. You can go online and get them for 50 cents a piece.
This bid was approved, I believe at least a year and a half ago. And 612, we added a year to it last December. We had three bids. They were the most viable, best bid. They guarantee a 30-day delivery, whereas another vendor said subject to manufacturer availability, and the third vendor said 365 to 600 days for delivery. So the third vendor also had a laundry list of contingencies on their bid, so that's why we did not go with them. And their bid pricing was guaranteed to a date that predated when that original bid was on docket for finance, which made no sense, obviously.
So is it correct that if this bid of $150,000 were approved, that in 2 years you would be spending about $275,000 on ammunition?
This bid, this would bring the total bid to $250,000.
It's over two bid years,
two fiscal years, three calendar years.
Over three calendar years.
Well, yeah, it transcends three calendar years, not full three calendar years.
For a total of $250,000 worth of ammo.
Yes. Again, a big chunk of it is the training for the new rifles. That's going to, and that we expect that to be a temporary increase in what we need, because once everybody's trained up, obviously that need for the extra ammunition to train will be lessened and just require annual qualification sustainment amount of rounds.
Major, the problem I have is, particularly now, knowing the inventory that you have remaining on this ammo, in addition to the inventory you have, you're requesting an additional $150,000 worth of ammo for a little over one fiscal year. Is that correct?
For the remainder of this bid, yes. So we don't have this just sitting in a closet all the time. We're constantly using rounds. So next month in May starts our annual qualifications for all officers, and that expends a lot of rounds. We have people in the academy that takes an exceptional amount of rounds that we have to allocate for them. And then again, the training, the remainder of our personnel who are not trained yet in rifles, patrol rifles, that's going to take up quite a bit.
Have you used the entire 100,000 on the previous award?
It's just about done, yes. We have about $1,900 remaining in that.
How much, please?
About $1,900.
I still couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
$1,900. Yep. See, we order these in a large bulk order, so we're not ordering these in a $2,500 order or right. $55. I mean, we're pretty much making that one bulk order.
And that $1,900 that's left, is any ammo on order now that hasn't been received?
Not right now. It's again, this vendor is exceptional. That's what mm-hmm. makes them so attractive, that they've been very easy to deal with, very quick, unmatched delivery time compared to other vendors. And we have in stock what we've ordered so far from them.
And in spite of the things we've discussed, what your current inventory is, what your projected needs are, you still feel that it's necessary to increase the bid from last time by 50%.
I do. Our personnel at this time, this is what our needs are for this particular item. It's spending authority. As in other words, we still have budgeted money, so we're not increasing our budget per se. So it's the money's there in our budget line item for ammunition. We have approximately 68,000 remaining this fiscal year, and anticipated replenishment July 1st.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public?
I have a couple documents I'd like to give the Finance Committee and the Council President from the city budget. Thank you. So the document I've just given you is the historical use of ammunition in the city of Warwick. So interestingly, from an 18 years, from 2004 until 2021, the city expended $20,600 annually, if you average it all out. And so now from 2022 to 2024, we're going to have an 885% increase in that. And our average now will be from $20,600 a year, historically, to $177,000. I have a real problem with this. First of all, you just quoted prices that are just out of the ballpark, because the best 223 that you can buy right now, full metal jacket, match grade, PMC, bronze, reloadable, is $400 a thousand. The 9mm, best that you can buy on the market right now, $264 a thousand. 12 gauge, 35 cents around, $92 per 500 rounds. These prices are outrageous. So the question, I have several questions on this, because the optics of this are really bad for the city, all right? So in the last month, we bought an armored personnel carrier. We bought an $780,000 mobile command center. We bought AR-15s to put in every single vehicle. And now we're going to buy, if you average it out between the three, most of the three rounds, you're going to be buying 800,000 rounds of ammunition. I mean, is this something that the general public should know? I mean, are we going to war? 800,000 rounds? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I've spoken to a lot of police officers in the last 24 hours. Typically, your qualifications are twice a year, right? You shoot 50 rounds, and then you shoot the night rounds. Is that correct? Usually, they shoot three magazines, 12, 12, and 13, and then they do a night qualification. Is that correct, Major?
Major, the first question was, are we going to war?
That's not my... to my knowledge at this point.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
The second question was, rephrase the question, please.
Oh, I thought he heard it. The second question was, am I correct in assuming that they qualify twice? They have a day qualification where they shoot three magazines, 12, 12, and 13, and then they do a night qualification?
The question, Major, was like the qualification standards of the city. I guess also to include the recruits and new hires and transfer hires and the certification of those police officers.
What you're talking about, Mr. Cody, is bare bone minimum. By law, we're required to train once a year, or certify once a year, and also include an October night shoot event. That's a bare bones. That doesn't include the SWAT personnel.
Right. So I was correct in those two qualifications.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. What was your last end of your sentence, Major?
There's a whole other like realm of rounds that are expended for training and everything else I've already described in addition to that.
Understood. Thank you.
Question to the chair. How many rounds were expended today?
Major, the question was how many rounds today?
How many do we have?
Yeah, how many rounds cumulative were expended today?
I don't know how many were expended today.
How many rounds were expended yesterday?
Why? What's the point of that question?
Well, the point of that is, with the amount of money that you want to spend on ammunition, you need to expend 2,153 rounds per day.
So I'm wondering what type of training that we have to have where we're going to expend 2,153 rounds per day. When you take the average of the three rounds that you use the most, it just seems like this is an exorbitant amount. Look, if you look at the chart, this is what we've expended, Major, right? This is your historical chart of expenditures of ammunition. And I'm just wondering why we've gone up 885%. These are the facts taken directly from the city budget. So I'm concerned as a resident that we have such a massive, I mean, this isn't just this little jump. I mean, in 2021, we used $8,000 worth of ammunition, 2022, 131,000. So, I mean, I have no problem with SWAT team practicing, right? I do have a problem with the need for every officer on duty to have an AR-15. I think that goes without saying, and I think a lot of residents are very upset about that. Historically, in the city of Warwick, we've never had to have that. And the general optics of it, of this is that our fine police department is being militarized. And that's what it looks like. I mean, I checked with a lot of other departments that don't spend anywhere close to this. So I guess my question to the chair would be, why such a dramatic increase all of a sudden? What is the need for such a dramatic increase where I don't think we have any other line item in the budget that has shown an 885% increase in expenditure? Could someone answer that for me?
Major? Again, the purchase of the rifles recently, we're training up those who are not certified in it. That requires an extraordinary amount of rounds per person to be fully certified according to the laws that we had to abide by. So that expends a lot of rounds. It also uses not just rifle rounds, it uses regular handgun ammunition rounds because they need to learn how to transition from one weapon to another during the course of their training.
So historically, officers on duty didn't carry an AR-15. That was dedicated to the SWAT team, correct?
Heavier rounds were traditionally SWAT, yes.
SWAT team. So I guess what has taken place in the city of Warwick of such level of violence that now every officer has to have an AR-15? And the one thing that I just have to say this, that you deem those weapons in your bid package as patrol rifles. But if anyone in the audience owns ones, it's an assault rifle. I just want to make that clarification. I think that this is abusive to the taxpayer. I don't think there's any reason for this. In the city of Warwick, which we just read a couple of weeks ago, is the fifth safest city in New England, right? And now we're spending in the last couple of weeks over $1 million on militarized weaponry. And I just don't understand if there has been an increase in violent crimes which necessitates that. And I guess I would like to ask one question through the chair. When was the last time that an AR-15 carried by the Warwick Police Department was dislodged and utilized during a violent crime in the city of Warwick?
Approximately 18 months ago.
Pardon me, I can't hear you.
Approximately 18 months ago, I believe it was.
18 months ago? Yes. And where was that at?
I don't know if the chair wants to get into that.
I was just going to say, I'd like to keep it in the,
yeah,
the form
I,
of the
I just,
bid.
I don't know. I've lived here for 64 years, and I'm just looking at a chart that is indisputable that from 2004 until 2021, the city seems to be pretty safe with an average of $20,600 a year being used on ammunition. And now we're going to increase that by 885%. It scares me. It says to me that there's a threat out there that our men have to be so highly trained and militarized and be trained in the same fashion that Navy SEALs are trained and Special Forces are trained and Army Rangers are trained that are carrying AR-15s every day. And I just don't think that necessitates the atmosphere in the city of Warwick doesn't necessitate it. And I mean, this is just another example of the abusive expenditure of funds in the city of Warwick. And I think if you guys get on the phone and spoke to your constituents and said, hey, we're going to stockpile 1 million rounds of ammunition, because that's what you're doing. You're going to stockpile 1 million rounds of ammunition, and you're buying it at probably the most expensive price, because everywhere on the internet that you can buy it from major distributors is almost 50% off. You just said it was over $700 for your 223, when you can buy that anywhere, the best in the business, for $400 a thousand. That needs to be taken into consideration. I think this council and this finance department needs to do their homework on this bid. And I also, when I looked at the bid package, I didn't see the pricing broken down per bulk. It was not in that bid package that I looked at. Maybe it's there, maybe I missed it, but I didn't see it broken down in the package that I looked at today on that bid, which is 2023-319. And also, when I looked at it, the original request was on December 4th, 2023 for $100,000. And now the increase is for $150,000, but it's in the same time period. It says that the bid will be good from March 21st, 2024 to March 20th, 2025. So that's 1 year, right? One calendar year, $250,000 worth of ammunition. I think it's excessive, and I think it shows to the general public that there might be a problem why we need such armament in the fine city, which is the fifth safest city in New England. Thank you.
Are there any further questions, comments from members of the public? Major, thank you. And I think to wrap this up, I would simply say that the greatest threat to us is the threat we're not prepared for. And I want to thank you for making us the fifth safest city in the country. Thank you.
And I'll just add that if we knew what just enough training and what just enough ammunition, if we could measure that, we would do that. But quite frankly, we can't do that in today's
world. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman.
I'd like to ask for PCR on that, please.
Give me one moment. I just got to get the paperwork. There we go. Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR on bid 2024-319?
PCR 3424.
31-24 per request to Councilman.
No. 34.
Oh, thank you. 30.
I have a question before we move off.
Certainly. Councilman Gebhardt.
All right. So, Major, I just had one or two questions. With all due respect to the last speaker, this chart doesn't tell me everything that I would need to know, because obviously the price of rounds has increased. So this is just showing us the dollar basis. So I can't quite get to the number of rounds, but that would be helpful to know. The other piece is, you know, part of the reason that it's cloudy for the public and for us, what the costs are on these, is because we've essentially continued on the pricing and the bidding from December of 22 to we still Thomas Morris 3, is that still the,
that may have been the last prior to 2022.
Okay. Eagle Point, who is
I believe this? That's the same Thomas Morris.
Okay.
Eagle Point.
All right. So Deese Firearms. Okay. Got it. It's all part of the same bit. Did we switch from Thomas?
I believe they were the last vendor.
They were the one awarded in
2021. Probably
2021. And then it came before. This one's been, I guess, without getting down the rabbit hole, the point here is that we haven't bid this in a while, right?
Correct. So we bid on the price that's at the time of the bid that goes out to bid. We don't have the luxury of just walking into DNL and buying the rack rate ammunition at will. That's why I'm here before the council. So we're locked into that bid at the time. The vendor's been exceptional. Like I said, it's this other vendor, that the one that you just mentioned, Mr. Gebhard, he's the one that couldn't guarantee any time. He said it was delivery was a year plus. He said the price guarantees were such a date it expired before it even went to council for approval. I mean, that was obviously a non-starter at that time.
Understood. Got it. Oh yeah, I see that in this memo. So, I mean, I don't know what the trends are in terms of the cost of rounds. I'm just saying that the pricing we have here based on the bids extends back some. So if the price has gone up, then good for us. If the price has gone down, then we may want to consider, you know, refreshing our pricing at some point in the near future.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The time is 6:53. In order to get the council meeting started at 7 o'clock, we're going to pause the Warwick Finance Committee for comment. The next two items up for discussion will be bid 2025-010 and 2025-010 Bravo. Fire apparatus report.
Councilman Howe, do you guys want to take a vote on that PCR first and then we'll break?
Thank
you.
Do you
want to make
yes.
a recommendation?
Thank you. Yes. May I have a motion on bid PCR 34-24?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. The time is 6:53. The Finance Committee is now in recess.
Thank you very much. So at this time, we are going to pause until 7 o'clock, where we will start the full council meeting. We will have roll call, salute to the flags. We will do general communications and then executive communications, and then we will move back into the Finance Committee meeting. So we'll see you back here at 7 o'clock.